Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy by John le Carré. Read by Michael Jaston. Part 1. Chapter 1. The truth is, if old Major Dover hadn't dropped dead at Taunton Races, Jim would never have come to Thursgood's at all. He came in mid-term without an interview. Late May it was, though no one would have thought it from the weather. Employed through one of the shiftier agencies specialising in supply teachers for prep schools, to hold down old Dover's teaching till someone suitable could be found. "A linguist," Thursgood told the common room. "A temporary measure," and brushed away his forelock in self-defence. "Prido," he gave the spelling. "P-R-I-D." French was not Thursgood's subject, so he consulted the slip of paper. "E-A-U-X. First name James. I think he'll do us very well till July." The staff had no difficulty in reading the signals. Jim Prideaux was a poor white of the teaching community. He belonged to the same sad bunch as the late Mrs. Loveday, who had a Persian lamb coat and stood in for junior divinity until her checks bounced. Or the late Mr. Maltby, the pianist, who had been called from choir practice to help the police with their inquiries, and for all anyone knew was helping them to this day, for Maltby's trunk still lay in the cellar awaiting instructions. Several of the staff, but chiefly Marjorie Banks, were in favour of opening that trunk. They said it contained notorious missing treasures. Abrahamian's silver-framed picture of his Lebanese mother, for instance. Best Ingram's Swiss Army penknife, and Matron's watch. But Thursgood set his creaseless face resolutely against their entreaties. Only 5 years had passed since he had inherited the school from his father, but they had